Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again this evening for the opportunity to be in your house for the midweek prayer meeting. We are grateful unto you for our gathering here on Sunday and the blessings we receive. Thank you, Lord, for how you've cared for all of us since that time till now. Students, workers, business people, travelers. Thank you for your healing hands on the sick and the afflicted, your strength for the weak, your blessing on the needy. We are grateful unto you. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the worship service that has gone forth in hymns and the crosses that we sent to praise your name. We leave ourselves in your hands as we open your word to say a few things before the time of prayers. The things that will be said, may your spirit inspire it to our hearts, that might stir our faith and inspire us to pray. When we come to the hour of prayer, we ask, Lord, that you help us to pray according to your will. Give us the faith to receive our petitions. Those on the way coming, we pray you quicken their footsteps. Bless all of us together. Wherever the saints are assembled in like manner this evening, we ask that you bless their garden also. Help your servants and help your people. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. The Lord bless you. How will remain standing? Let's quickly read from the scriptures we've been reading as we try to pass a few comments on the same message before we go into the prayer session. We'll read from Matthew chapter 17, the first five verses, and then Ephesians chapter 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. Evangelist Babalola sent greetings to the church. So also Brother Joseph Oyedepo sent greetings to the church. On Sunday, we stopped at the place where we are talking about the new birth, especially the area where we started that sermon itself from, when the prophet starts speaking about the approach to the new birth. And then the prophet explained to us that anything that lives has to die first. And we read few paragraphs that the time could permit, talking about how to die to ourselves. And we want to maybe take about two paragraphs or so that the time will permit us before we go into prayers. That sermon, You Must Be Born Again, paragraph 75. Let's read from there. Some of you men will never quit drinking, smoking. You will never quit lusting after foul women, immorally dressed. When you see them on the street, instead of turning your back, walking away, you still lust right on just the same. Because why? You are alive with the world yet. But when that sacrifice has been received, you are dead. That is right. You hear what I mean? You understand what I'm talking about? This area of death is actually where like I grinded the area of repentance. These are junctions that need to be understood. And if we understand it, we will not stay long to receive the Holy Ghost. You will see the prophet make that statement. Just, I'll read it in just a minute now. The next paragraph. Now your soul is laid upon that altar of God's brass judgment. Then God receives the sacrifice. Now, it shows that you haven't received it yet. If it does, if you are still alive in the world, God has never took it. Now, you people talking about getting the Holy Ghost and how you have to wait so long. Here you are. The prophet is saying that this is the reason why people stay so long before receiving the Holy Ghost. Until God receives that sacrifice, until it is laid on his judgment there, until his judgment has actually killed your senses. You might say, well, I'm going to turn a new page. That aren't it. Well, I know I used to smoke. I'm going to quit smoking. That still isn't it. It's not something you can decide on your own. The only thing you need to do is to acknowledge that it is wrong for you to smoke and that God's word condemns it. And then if you meditate along God's word that this thing I'm doing it against God's will. God looking at me is not happy with me. And when you are conscious within yourself that your maker, the one you claim to be serving, is not happy with you in what you are doing, that will set your thought in the right path of thinking. And it is in continuation of that line that you will hit that spot of death. You will now begin to hate yourself. Then the thought of doing it again one time just strike you that the thought of doing it will kill you. We have read quite some things, only that except God bring the understanding and revelation, we will just be reading words. But if the revelation strikes somebody one time, it will make a difference. The person next to you may not understand what the thing is all about, but when it happens to you as a person, it's a different story. While we begin to get to these thoughts, I begin to have the feeling of people getting stiffened somehow, that as if the path is so difficult, or as if the process is being made difficult. That is Satan on the scene. Because when is the area where he lock and hide, when it is being exposed, that is when the prophet told us that there is going to be a change in the people's countenance. This change you see in the countenance is a reflection of something inside. It is Satan trying to tell them. I have a question somebody has wrote, which I will answer. Read it and answer on Sunday, God spare our lives. Then you will. So it's a fine question, but then the question itself, it gets as it be. Alright. Let me leave that because it's not for now. Until his judgment has actually killed your senses. You might say, well, I'm going to turn a new page, that aren't it. Well, I know I used to smoke. I'm going to quit smoking. That's it, isn't it? Until God receives that sacrifice on his brass altar, his altar is judgment. And what is his judgment? Death. That is the penalty. You will come to a spot of death. The prophet has told us, you die to your senses, you die to your thinking, you die to your habit, you die to what you used to like. You will hate what God now hates. Paragraph 80. What are you done then? After you have been dead, then what are you to do? Then you are conceived anew. You are conceived anew. You was first conceived in iniquity. That's the physical birth now. Now you are conceived in something new. What is it? The living word. The conception that brought us here on earth was in sin and iniquity. But this time around, for us to have this new birth, we've got to be conceived. And what is going to conceive us, it is the word. Will be conceived by this word. This word will be the only thing that will form you from your very thoughts. Then you get to a spot that nothing matters to you except what God says. One time, Billy Paul told the prophet, he said that, Daddy, your own, everything that matters, just everything is just talking about the word. Abraham said, thank you very much. I like the compliment. That is the only thing that I want to be concerned with that will matter to me. Because what will amuse you? Nothing. Is it politics? The news brings sorrow. Is it what? Nothing. Nothing good is coming from anywhere. The only source of joy, peace, satisfaction, expectation that we have now, our only hope, is in Christ, and Christ is the word. Now you are conceiving something new. What is it? The living word. Amen. Oh, that changes it now, doesn't it? Now we are going through the struggle after seeing what you got to do. Now what happens? You are conceived anew in the living word. What is it? The word becomes alive in you. You begin to see things different. The different way you are seeing things is the way the word of God sees it. You see everything through the word of God. When that thing does not seem to flow with the word of God, it doesn't concern you, it doesn't bring any happiness, nothing, it doesn't excite you. That is the new birth. All right. Amen. You begin to see things different. Once you once couldn't see that, now you do see it. There is something different now. Makes all the scriptures come together. Makes everything dovetail just right. Then now something has begun to happen. Now you doubt your own thinking. Now you are conceived. Now what is your own thinking? Everybody has their thinking. The way they believe that this thing is okay. This thing is not bad. That is the purpose of even the message. Is to bring the thought of human being all and bind them, put them one side, and let the thought of God, which is the word of God, be the only one that will rule everybody. If this happens, millennium are setting. Because everybody have their thoughts. That is why it is difficult for a human being to lead another human being. Because the opinion of one person is not better than the other person's opinion. And nobody wants to be ruled by another person. It is in the nature of human being that each person wants to be dependent. Nobody wants to bow to another one. Nobody wants to be controlled by any other one. Even the government that rules, they use force to rule. It's because of the force that is behind them. That's why they will respect them. If not because of the law and the enforcement that will enforce the law, you think anybody will obey any government? The thought of human being is different from the thought of the government. Everybody have their own thought. That's why you see criticism every day. If Tinubu say he's sorry, they will criticize it. They say, is this the time he's just saying sorry now? If he didn't say anything, they say, he didn't even concern him. So that is the nature of human being everywhere, every time. Criticism. Why? Because everybody's thought is the only one that they feel is right. And that happens even in the message also. It is our thought at loggerhead with God's word. That is what is still making us to talk of church order. This is the right way to do it. This is the right way to do it. Something we have known long time ago. Something we have known many years ago. But we still have our thoughts of how it should be. Kwe Tobashi Ribana is still not bad. It is very bad if it is not according to God's word. And God does not even accept it 95%. At least as I try. God doesn't take a try. He doesn't take a try. The prophet said he only understands his word. If God is going to take excuses, nobody will go to hell. The thief, they have the reason why they steal. The murderer, they have their reasons. Prostitutes, they have their reasons. Everybody that do one thing or the other, they have their reasons. Those people that smoke, they say it's because the place is a cold region and you have to use something to warm yourself. Which Nigeria is not even a cold region, but it is those people too that brought the smoking here. And the people just copy it, not even knowing why the people that smoke there have been smoking it. Even though they are still Christians that don't smoke it in the same cold region. Now the government is condemning the pelebe that in those days they sell it for 15 naira, later 100 naira. I don't know how much it costs now. They are condemning that one in sachet. But the people manufacturing it, they have made another small bottle too that is also almost the same size of that pelebe. So that anyhow, it is still affordable to the Okada riders, to this, to that, they will still be buying it. Even though it's against their head, they will still buy it. May the Lord be merciful. Right. The word becomes alive in you. You begin to see things different. Once you couldn't see, once you couldn't see that, now you do see it. There is something different now. Makes all the scriptures come together. Makes everything dovetail just right. Then now something has begun to happen. Now you died your own thinking. Now you are conceived because we are washed by the washing by the water of the word. Is that right? What do you do with a baby as soon as it is born? Wash him. Is that right? And as soon as a man has died to himself, is born of God, is washed by the water of the word. Amen. If you say Jesus' name, you say Jesus' name. Says you must be born again, you say the same thing. Ever what God says, you are washed by that water of the word. Amen. When we come to this spot, except when the preacher is saying his own, contrary to what is in the word of God, that is when one has the right to pause and ponder, and we ask reasonable questions. But if the preacher is saying exactly what is in this word without misinterpreting it, and is not saying, let me just say, in a slicing tape manner, splicing, or is it slicing, they call it tape. Some people cut and join it here, which the prophet gave an example of. He said that Judas went and hanged himself. That's one scripture. Another one said, go and do likewise. You bring those two things together, we see what we see, you will get suicide everywhere. People to go and hang themselves like Judas did. But there is no scripture that puts it together like that. Besides that, when the word of God is coming, plain, simple, direct. For the fact that I am not living up to it today, doesn't make it not the word of God. If my life has not yet reached this level at which God's word is coming, it doesn't make it that it is not the word of God. I cannot bring the word of God to my level. I have to climb to God's level, which is his word. First of all, every mortal must accept that the word of God is right. Amen. Yes, sir. And me as a human being, I am wrong. Amen. Now, you are ready now for life. You are ready to start out now. Now you are born anew, born in the family of God with a new parent. Yes, sir. Your tutors used to be, now you got tutor that is now, you got a new parent. You can't be born without having parents. Is it possible? Nobody can be born on this earth without having a parent. You have. So if you are born in the brotherhood of a church, that is what you got. It means that the church is the person's parent. If you are born in a creed, there you are. The person has creed as his parent. But if you are born in God, conceived in his word, you got a new parent, that is God. You know, in the previous sermons, we have brought a typical example that the prophet gave us of a boy that was born into a family and the outcome of it. We still remember that, isn't it? That is what our earthly birth will fetch us. It's not going to be exactly like that boy. We are different. Different. So, see, the problem that we encounter or we find ourselves in as mortal is not directly our fault. We inherited it by our natural birth. But what the prophet said that God will condemn us for is that God, having shown us the way of escape to come out of our condition, and we remain in that condition, and we are satisfied with that condition, and we discountenance God's own instruction, and we say that our own is perfect, is okay, that's why we run into trouble. If I was born that every statement that comes out from my mouth is a lie, I could get it from the parents up there, whether immediate, grand, great grand, great great grand. And some children are like that. And some children, they are thieves, experts, which you go to, when you are monitoring your children from age one, or even less than when the child is, begin to monitor the spirit that is working on the child. Watch and korokoro, Tell Sam, if he has covetousness, watch. You know the area to work on. Not just beating, praying seriously, and be working against that thing gradually, gradually, especially when they begin to get to 8, 2, 3, and they are going up like that, you begin to work against it. You, if it's a thief, you watch. You put this in, you didn't find it, everybody is denying. Like Yoruba, we say that, Agbonse, Ikamudunse, Ojo Loko, Gudu Gudu. Everybody is denying. But here is a wahala on the ground that we can all see. There's evidence, being so local. Something happened to him, the whole ice is swollen. But Agbonse is not the one. Ikamudunse is not the one. Then, who is it? If it's like that, you have to test them. If you have 5 children and you know that something, you test them one by one with money. You put money, you not cover it, parapata, ATM, Yosita, send somebody there, call us in Kakawa. Then immediately the come, go and check if it is still there. If it's not there, call us. Pay where is that money? Pay which money? The money now, you're just too, Then you mention the amount, the denomination. Then you have called that one in that day, that is me that is living inside that one. If that one, Toba bought you, but you test the other one. So like that one, you will know the kind of sweet that's in your children, one by one. When they are this small, you know what to pray about. You know what to, how to train and the rest of it. All those things, you, they are part of training. If you get to a stage that the training is no more going to work. Amen. Am I speaking German? These are practical life. Oh yes, practical life. Like I used to say, somebody want to cut a woman or whatever, you don't know what to look at. If they look the dress, whether if you took good day, that's just one small out of it. I've seen ladies that see as a woman wallet or them neck like this and they are inhabited with demons. I've seen. There is one of it, but then there are other things also that you have to watch, which I've said it times with that number. Let me repeat it again. Very simple one thing that you have to check in caution. Check and see the value that this fellow placed on God's word. Once you're able to get that one, the courtship is ended. The courtship is ended. That's what you are going to say. If you are not spiritual, you will know. You just be saying, you have written letter to trouble, and the reply, you'll be hell. See the priority that the person put to God's word. Then you know that, if you know that this one, what matters to him or to her, is what God sees. Then you have gotten somebody who has a substance. Outside of that one, don't put your hand. It will bite you like a serpent. Let me finish this paragraph. Also, alright. You got a new parent, that is God, ready to make his word known among with you. Speak it through you. Oh, a new parent. That parent is God. He is ready to take his word now that he has already spoke and lay it in you and make it come to life. See? Now you have your training now. You are ready. You are ready to go into training now, child training. That is the hard part. When you think you ought to do this and the world calls you around and shows you something else, why? They believe that over. That don't make any difference what they believe. Here is what God said. You must be about the Father's business. Now you are getting born again. Now you are getting right, getting straightened out. You have a new parent. Let me read the next paragraph before we pray. So in order, if you are born again and got a new parent, then you got a new nature. The old nature is dead and you got a new nature. You once was going one way, now you are going another way. You once was going this way down, now you are going this way up. Your affections are set on things above, a new affection. You don't love the things of the world no more. Your affection is of God. You don't care what man says. how they laugh at you and say you are old model, whatever it is like that, you don't care because you are born of above and your affections are set on things above. God is not ashamed of you and you are not ashamed of him. That is right. Read the 11th chapter of Hebrews right here. I got it wrote down. Just why? How people in that day, how they did, how they wandered about in sheepskins, in desert and destitute and everything else, of whom the world is not even worthy of. See, read it. It will be good for you. And you can see there what people, when their nature is changed, what happens? A new parent. When you are born here, the nature of your earthly parent will reflect in you. Like we have said, it may not be your immediate parent. You see some children even physically resemble their grandfather or grandmother or great-grand, whatever. They will resemble father and mother. If you test the blood, it's the father's blood. But they will resemble somebody in the scripture has proved it, the prophet has explained it, that is right. But that lineage of father, that lineage of mother, to wherever it comes from, when the Holy Spirit comes, you leave that family in the spiritual gene. You come into the family of God now, which Jesus Christ is the firstborn of. And then you are in that lineage that God is now your real spiritual parent. That is why it's his nature you will take. It is his attitude you will take. What he hates, you will hate. When that happens, that's not when they will be telling you that this your dress is transparent. This one, nobody needs all those sermons. It's not for Holy Ghost free people. Woman, respect your husband, this and that. It's not for Holy Ghost free people. We preach all those because we are dealing with three kinds of believers. Somebody that is genuinely filled with the Holy Ghost will not wear any shoe that will resemble where we say whether it is high or low. There are shoes that clearly you will not think of it as being high. When shoes are read the boundary that the leg is bending like this one, it is high. God did not make the leg of human being. He yourself see the way God make it flat. He didn't make the leg of, see this, come and help me carry this up. Why did this other one? See, that we are closing now, that's the last thing. God didn't make the leg of man being like this. That he has to bend down like this. Or whichever way. This is not the, did God, have you seen somebody with this kind of leg? Answer me. When God do the leg, he do it straight. It is your designer, which is Satan. He's the one that designed all this one that go down like this one. It's your designer that do it. Don't come and be telling me, the heel, I don't know. Once your leg bend like this one, you know you are wearing an issue. Go and tell somebody else. You need the Holy Ghost. Simple. May the Lord be our help. Say, this man, kote ewa, asu lo joke, kune inyadu. What? The children of God, you know what do? Are you with me? One thing with me, that even when I was not living fine, my heart never do question God's word. When I hear the word that is above my head, I pray that God take me to that level. That's where I want to be. The reason why there is no more respect for the message is because the word has entered into the message. The word has entered, and there is this amalgamation and conglomeration of all kinds of belief, everything. And we are just saying that all of us should be, we are all brethren. We are not all brethren like that. The Lord bless you. Amen. For you to be adopted, you've got to be born. You've got to be born first. And you cannot be born except you die. And if there is anyone that didn't understand this process of death yet, with all that I've been said, you can send in your questions so that we will rewind those areas, because the area of repentance and the area of this death, those two junctions are very, very vital if you ever be a Christian. So if those areas are not clear, send in your questions. We'll rewind those areas as much as the Lord will help us. You know, revelation only comes from God. Man does his best to explain, but the real internal teacher is God himself. May the things of God not pass over our head. Shall we bow our heads?
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again this evening. That is the main purpose why we have to leave our homes, to come to the sanctuary the day appointed for service. It's to present ourselves unto you and to hear from you. The prophet told us of a boy that had never seen mirror before. Until war time, he traveled away to see the auntie. And when the parents were watching him, he saw a mirror, he saw a little boy like himself. He went so close, until he turned back and looked at the parents looking at him and said, "But that's me." Each time your word comes, it shows us exactly who we are and where we are. Lord, if you want to mention names, you can do it, because we have seen you do it. Even in the lives of those that are sick, where the sickness comes from, and many times they have been operated, and so on and so forth. You can do it, but in the course of the preaching, your word describes us, shows us who we are. A portion has gone forth again this evening. We pray, dear Master, Savior, Divine, where we are your presence, we ask, Lord, man, may your word truly not go over our heads. May you give us revelation of the same. May you give us understanding. We pray, Father, wherever we find ourselves lacking, give us grace, O God, to call upon thy name. You are the only one that can make it effective in our lives. Our prayers is always, each time we come to your house and hear your word, please, Master, don't allow your word to stand a witness against any of us on that day. But rather, let it prepare us, make us ready for your coming. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. We commit the rest of the service to your hands, O God. As the request goes forth, inspire us to pray as expected of us, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name.
Lord, each opportunity that you give unto us is for a purpose. Lord, all that has happened tonight, both the worship service, the reading of the scriptures, the exhortation that followed, and the prayer requests that are written, and the spoken ones from the slide, and verbal ones that was added, and the individual ones that were committed into your hand that are not spoken, Lord, you foreknew all, and all has gone into your record. Dear Father, the purpose that we are here tonight, Lord, which we have been partaker of your blessings, may not be in vain in our life. Your word that we have heard, we pray that your spirit will rightly place it in our heart, that may bring forth its expected fruits. Let it be, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for all the requests that we have laid at your feet and the thanksgiving offering of your people. We ask that you accept our thanksgiving for your blessings, your protections, your provisions, your healings, and all that you have done for us. Accept our thanksgiving. Lord, we ask that the requests we have laid at your feet afresh tonight, the faith we have in them, Lord, to believe your promises for them, to hold to your unchanging hand, and never to give in to any suggestion of the devil. May you give to us, Heavenly Father. May you plant assurance in our heart, O God, that our requests are receiving attention at your presence. We pray, dear God, that very soon may each one of them come to manifestation to the glory and the honor of your name. Lord, when we begin to receive the blessings, may you give us, Lord, that sense of responsibility to return thanksgiving unto you. Thank you, Eternal Father. May your blessing accompany us as we dismiss. May your mercy go with us, Father. Lord, the journeys of your servant tomorrow, we ask for journey mercies. The servant that is already in the learning, and the one in Ogumo Short to also go to the learning, all of us grant us journey mercies. The ministers meeting, make it a fruitful one, Lord. May the outcome be a blessing to your servants, and by extension to the bride of Christ. We pray, dear God of heaven, for your children that are sick in different places. Lord, both in the hospital, those at home, those that are managing their health. Oh, Father, all these are not your program for us. Your program is that we'll be strong and healthy, Lord, because we have paid for our healing on the cross of Calvary. May you rebuke the works of the enemy and grant your children good and perfect health, Lord. Let it be King of glory. Meet all of us at the point of our knees. Those seeking for the Holy Ghost, may they receive their Father. Lord, those, O God, that are jobless, make a way for them. Businesses that are down, may you raise them, O Lord. We pray that you bless the work of the hands of your people. Rebuild the virus for the sake of each one, Lord. All our heart desires according to your word, may they all be granted, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Go home with us. Give us a peaceful night rest. Lord, the rest of the week is your hand. May your grace guide and protect us. Bless every step that we take, Lord. If we are still here by Sunday, we'll gather again. May we see your blessings, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Your servant that went to Wakatari, when he's coming back, bring him here safely. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. Like we have said, all things being in call, we shall be on our way to a learning for the ministers' meeting. Brother Joseph, we cross to a learning from Ogumosho. The evangelist is already there. Me and Brother Femi, we are going also tomorrow morning. And by the grace of God, we'll be back this same weekend. And then we hope to meet physically by the grace of God on Sunday, if the Lord hasn't come for us. Until then, may his banner over us continue to be love. God bless you. Shall rise. 855. Lord, dismiss us with your blessings. Lord, dismiss us with thy blessing, fill our hearts with joy. Let us hear thy Lord possess, triumph in redeem. Bless you till we meet again.